When it comes to explaining Earth's history from the evolution or creation perspectives, the interpretation of how layers or strata were formed is essential. When one stands at the edge of the Grand Canyon, one thing is apparent. Distinct layers are stacked one on top of each other like a cake. So what is the correct interpretation? A catastrophic event? Or gradual processes over millions of years? The layers that make up the walls of the Grand Canyon are very obvious. What makes these layers so distinct is the fact that they're made up of different materials. Both evolutionists and creationists have strong and very different opinions on how these layers were formed. So what are the facts that are used to promote the two opposite views of catastrophe and gradualism? The contact between the dark-colored Hermit Shale and the overlying Coconino Sandstone can be seen throughout the canyon. As well, there's a very distinct flat knife-edge bedding plane between these two very different rock types. According to evolutionists, the Hermit Shale accumulated as silt and mud in a deep ocean environment. The index fossils found in this layer date 280 million years of age, according to the geological chart. The overlying Coconino Sandstone is dated about 270 million years by evolutionists. Some say it was formed by desert sand dune deposits, while other geologists claim the layer was deposited by underwater currents. Regardless of how the Coconino Sandstone was deposited, it's apparent it was formed from different materials than the Hermit Shale that is found immediately beneath it. According to the evolution timetable, it was also separated by 10 million years. Further, if the Coconino layer represents a desert, one that covered 100,000 square miles, then the ocean bottom that supposedly formed the Hermit Shale had to be uplifted out of the water to an elevation high enough and dry enough to be a desert. Now, stop for a moment and think. If this uplift occurred, would not the upper surface of the Hermit Shale be eroded? But remember what I said about the transition between the two zones. The surface is flat as a pancake. So what is wrong with the evolutionary explanation? Is it reasonable and logical? No. Any person with common sense can see that the ocean uplift sand dune deposit theory requires a stretch of the imagination, especially if they think this through for themselves. But thinking things through logically is not permitted when one takes a geology class at university or attends a national park to be instructed by a park warden. Uniformitarianism, based on the present as the key to the past, is the only valid explanation for how layers were formed. To suggest that the Grand Canyon layers may provide evidence of some major catastrophic event described in the Bible is considered religious dogma. And of course, the view there's a God who judged the world in the past is complete nonsense. Nevertheless, there are those who do reject conventional evolutionary explanations. They are convinced the layers of the Grand Canyon show evidence of rapid formation, and the fossils show life in the past has been buried and destroyed. And just because this evidence lines up and agrees with the Bible does not make their explanation religious.